Good morning, Oracle Support. Lee speaking.
Hi, Lee. This is Jim Napper. I'm having issues punching in into the workforce, punching in and out. It's just I get a message saying timesheet approved, punch ignored, error log, and then there's a number.
Okay, start at the beginning of that. What's the beginning of the message? Sorry.
Oh, it says timesheet approved, and then it's got punch ignored.
It sounds like you've already submitted it, your timesheet for the week. Is that possible?
I'm just coming back to work, so I guess that could. Could have hit something accidentally, but I don't, you know, I shouldn't have. I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
You know, I mean, my boss entered put yesterday's start time on it, and I went to sign out last night, and it wouldn't do it, and it didn't sign me in Wednesday. He had to go through his system to get my hours put in. And like I say, last night he put my start time in yesterday, and I went to punch out again last night, and it just says punch ignored.
Punch ignored.
Yeah, and then there's an error log, and then there's a, you know, I don't know, like a 9 or 10 digit number.
Strange. Okay, let me check and see. I think. Carolyn's still on a call. Carolyn works with this all the time. Maybe I should just create a ticket on it and get her to follow up on it. Because that is strange. Okay.
Yeah, like you say, it says timesheet approved, so maybe something hit something I wasn't supposed to or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that is a bit strange. Okay, let's get this started. I'd rather try and get it resolved right now, but Carolyn's on a call, and she's the one that works with these all the time.
Okay, yeah, I called last night, and the guy gave me some number to, you know, because he couldn't help me. I actually went to workforce or whatever that, you know, the line two.
Oh yeah, the IT guys, yeah. They don't like this stuff. I'm just trying to see. You said you're James. Are you under James or Jim?
I think it's Jim. I think they got me listed as Jim in Oracle.
Okay. I'm just trying to find what you are in our system. What is going on with that? Oh, Lord. I must be all thumbs today or something. Nothing seems to want to work for me. Goodness.
I have those days occasionally.
This is crazy. Okay. I'm just going to look for you in our AD. So, wow, there's not that many gyms. Amazing. Jim. But you're not
Napper
listening.
With an N. Napper with an N. N-A-P-P-E-R.
Yeah, that's what I put.
Okay. Sometimes people use the K, so that messes things up.
Oh, okay. Did you say you just came back to work?
Yeah. Yep. Well, this was my third week.
Oh, okay. That's not so.
Yeah, I was off for like 6.5 months. Or 6.5 months. Just getting ready to come back, and the COVID thing hit.
Oh.
Jeez, I'm up in northern Michigan, where things are a little bit slower, and so yeah. So. Had to go jump through all the hoops to go back to work, and this is one of the hoops we've been trying to get, you know, through.
All right. Are you able to clock in and, like, do everything else, like field services and all the everything?
I haven't done that yet. I clocked in Monday and Tuesday, like I said, and then
okay.
Wednesday it didn't take my punch, and I didn't realize it. And so Wednesday is when I started having issues. And then, like I say, my boss, he put, you know, yesterday's start time in, but I can't, it won't allow me to punch out. So then when I pull up on the self-service it and go to timesheet, you know, like I say, it's got yesterday's start time, but it will, I cannot get, you know, punch out from yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm not working today, so I didn't try to punch in because I'm not working.
Oh, yeah. Good day to call in because then you're not, like, rushed trying to run around and do stuff.
Yeah.
So this started yesterday?
No, 3 weeks ago.
No, you started 3 weeks ago. When did you start having problems clocking in?
Oh, that would have been Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday was the first time it didn't take a punch. So Tuesday worked fine. Tuesday evening when I punched out, it took that punch.
I wonder if we should check to see if you did submit your timesheet. Is there a way that you can check your place on there where you can check your what's been submitted already?
I don't know. It just asked me to log back in, so I'm gonna try to log back in here.
Okay.
Let's see if it'll, because I've been having issues logging in too. Yeah, login failed, check password or user ID. So now I go to Safari. Let's see, what did I do here? Go to login Microsoft. See if it does it that way. Yep. See, when I do the login with Microsoft, that seems to work better.
Yep. Yeah, going through portal.office.com first.
I think that's what I have to do to actually get in. Okay. And sign in. There we go. Stay logged in, yes. Okay, so I'm logged back in. So where would I go to see if I sent it in?
Okay, so what are your options there?
I've got clock, self-service, settings, and logout on the bottom. I've got on the big in for work, out for rest break, in from rest break, out for meal, in from meal, out from work, and transfer.
Okay, is there a menu someplace? Well, self-serve. Self-service, what's that one?
Okay, self-serve, and then that has menus of my timesheet, my schedule, my bank balance, my time off, and help.
My timesheet.
Okay. And then, of course, it always goes to, like, next week for some reason. I got to manually put it on last, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
It's you. Somehow you must have submitted your timesheet. So we need to find there's a place where you can look at your timesheets you've submitted. We need to go
yep.
there and withdraw the one from this week.
How do you
do that?
Yeah, because
yeah, when I can't...
I'm on the timesheet. I'm on my timesheet, and I got two green little, I don't know what you call them, I guess markers, on Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday, my boss put the time in and those markers are not there. I don't know. What's the three dots on the bottom right? I
wonder. Yeah, try the three dots. That could be your, because that's often the menu items.
Oh, yeah, here. You've already submitted this time.
Yeah.
To edit, press the recall button. So,
recall.
Recall. Loading. This timesheet's recalled. And
okay.
I hit okay?
Yep.
Okay. So now, yesterday, he's still got my start time at. Now, how can I put my end time in there? Can I edit my end time, or do I need to call my boss and have him put my end time in?
You're going to have to get him to do it.
Okay.
You can only do whatever you're doing at live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I think
we go. We got there.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to see if I can punch in and then punch right back out for today. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea.
Okay, so I'm going to go for into work.
Yep.
And, boy, I guess I got to hit an activity, don't I?
just put something maintenance or something, and then just clock right back out.
Yeah. Well, here, we're doing training, so I'll admit it.
There you go.
And then I'm going to confirm that. Okay. In for work, punch recorded successfully now is my message. So
perfect.
I'll hit okay, and then I'm going to hit out for work. Out for work, punch recorded successfully, and I'll hit okay. All right. I think we got it.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
No problem. Well, it took longer than it should have, but.
Well, that's okay. We got through it. So
we got there. Awesome.
That's right. Good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.